Okay, I think we're ready to begin. Welcome to the March 16, 2023 Highlands Council meeting. Roll call.
Kurt Olsted.
Here.
Tim Daugherty.
Here.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Haltaway.
Here.
Bruce James. Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Sabatich.
Here.
Daniel Van Abs.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here on the phone.
Great. Richard Bowden.
Here.
I think also on the phone we have Jason Kane from the DAG office. Jason, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and Thomas Hull from the GAU office. Tom?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Open Public Meetings Act?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted at the Highlands Council office located at 100 North Road, Chester, New Jersey. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to close of business on Friday, March 17, 2023.
Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I move on to the chairman's report, I just want to find out, Council Member James, are you on now? Council Member James? Okay, I don't have a report this for today, and we're going to move on to the Executive Director's report.
Come right to me. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Go right on.
All right, so we didn't have a meeting last week, but last month, but we have been extremely busy since our January meeting, and I hope I can capture everything that the staff has been up to in the last 2 months. If you recall, at the January meeting, the council passed a resolution authorizing me to request a direct allocation of CBT funds from the legislature to fund our open space program. In your packets, you'll see the letter that went out to every member of both the assembly and the state senate that memorialized what your intentions were. We're gonna fight hard to find a way to bring funding of some sort. That's the easiest way that I see straight out is the direct allocation, because it would be repeatable and predictable over time, and we put our open space program back in business. We'll see where it goes. I'm going to meet with Senator Smith on Monday and bring the subject up with him again then. We made comment on DEP's inland flood rules since we last met. Our comments were basically positive and supportive of what they're doing. Right now, a big issue for the Highlands municipalities will be the new stormwater regulations that are coming out. A number of the Highlands communities are transitioning from tier B to tier A under the stormwater rules. There's going to be a great deal of work that these towns are going to have to do to be compliant. There are grants available. All existing tier A communities are eligible for a $25,000 grant from DEP. All communities going from tier B to tier A are eligible for a $75,000 grant. We're going to inform all of the municipalities within Highlands of that opportunity, but we also anticipate that they're going to need technical assistance from our staff and supplemental funding from the Highlands, and we're going to do what it takes to make that funding available for them. On the subject of harmful algae blooms, we met with Montclair University's science team, Dr. Mayan Wu. They're conducting a study of HAVs in the Highlands this coming year. We've put together a team from our science staff who will be working with them. We're going to be doing field work, monitoring at least three waterways within the Highlands to develop information that will give us, hopefully, what we need to come up with strategies to fight HAVs going off into the future. One of the big hot items that remains and that we've been working on here as a staff is warehouse policy. The State Planning Commission and the Office of Planning Advocacy came out with with warehouse siting guidelines about a month and a half ago. We are supplementing those guidelines with Highland-specific policies that will build off of those, but speak directly to the conditions of the Highlands, right? Some of the obvious ones are talking about avoiding the Highlands resources that may be impacted by the building of warehouses. But we're getting deeper into the weeds in what we're going to do in terms of our recommendations, including looking at impervious coverage at the HUC 11 and HUC 14 levels as to what exists today, and understanding that warehouses will create an extensive amount of new impervious coverage wherever they go. And what our target is for non-degradation standards is to ensure that the watersheds remain somewhere between 2% and 10%. To avoid degradation. We'd rather be closer to 2 than 10. We're going to find out that some of our watersheds have probably blown past that number, unfortunately. But as part of this, we're going to do a region-wide assessment of existing impervious coverage in the Highlands region so that we can give appropriate direction to the municipalities and understand fully what the impact of building warehouses in a watershed that may have gone past the thresholds may cause. On the agenda today is our audit report. Mr. Vizzioli is the chairman of the audit committee. He'll be reporting out on that. Just a spoiler alert: the audit came out positive for us, but he'll be asked to vote on that. You'll see also a voting item is Carol Dickton from our office put together the annual report for the Highlands as required. You're going to be asked to release that to the public today, but it covers the work that we did here at the Highlands in 2022. Last night, Councilmember Alstead and I attended the Warren County Ag Legislative Dinner. We are raising agricultural policies in the visibility of the work that the Highlands has done. That engaging the agricultural community is a big part of that. But we heard a number of issues that came up at the dinner, not the least of which are the things that go to ag viability, the valuation of farmland for preservation, solar on agricultural properties, and the lack of support industries that will make the agricultural industry viable for the long term in the Highlands, not the least of which is the absence of any type of food processing or livestock processing facilities. And we're going to actively work with both Warren County and the agricultural community as a whole to see what we can do about that. Similarly, this was a Warren County week. On the preceding night, I attended the Warren County Environmental Commission's meeting. At that meeting, notably, they voted to recommend to the Warren County commissioners that they apply for plan conformance for both the planning area and the preservation area, which was a big move to get from the folks in Warren County. One caveat that I think you're all aware of, they're very cognizant of the fact that seated at this table, there are no Warren County representatives. And they're reticent to work with us until they get their representation on the council. I can't argue with that, right? They should have the representation seated here. We have an upcoming plan conformance. We had a plan conformance meeting in the past month. We're going to follow up on the items that were on that plan conformance meeting in anticipation of the April meeting coming up. Alpha Borough Center designation will be covered at the plan conformance meeting, hopefully to address the concerns that came up at last month's meeting and the adjustments that we made and the work that we're doing with them. That should be on for your consideration at the April meeting, along with the warehousing guidelines, because we think it's extremely important for those warehouse policies to be in place before we approve any centers going forward that may lead to future warehouse developments. We've had interest in the conformance from Union Township in Hunterdon County, from Butler and Harding in Morris County, and NETCOM, which is also in Morris County, all looking to work with us. Going back to the ag issues, we met after we actually had an agricultural committee meeting during the last month. We got some direction on what they would like to see us doing. We continued our outreach on that end. We met with the North Jersey RC&D Council, with the Food Shed Alliance. The issues that came up in those meetings go directly to the issues that were raised at the Warren County Ag Dinner last night, and we're going to continue to work on them. We're also going out on site visits with Susan Payne from the SADC, looking at a couple of large projects in the Highlands going forward. We also continue to work on our municipal average value project. The science team, notably the science team in this past month, went out to visit Sparta Mountain to go, we went along with DEP representatives to visit the sites that had been the subject of their Young Forest Initiative. We didn't just look at the latest project areas, but also project areas that date back over 10 years to look at what the forest regeneration would look like. Kelly and the science team are looking are taking that experience, and we are going to use that to make our comments on any future work that's going to be done at Sparta Mountain. On the media side, we had a lot of inquiries. The warehouse guidelines, the fact that we're addressing them attracted a lot of attention. We had interviews with WRNJ, with the Easton Express Times, and with Chris Mealy from the Delaware Currents online magazine. The issues that just keep coming up are both warehousing and affordable housing, as we've discussed before. I've also been meeting with legislators from the Highlands region to let them know the work that we're engaged in, the policy areas that we're concentrating on, to find out if they have any concerns about what we're doing here at the Highlands, and most notably to find out ways where they can assist us by helping to provide resources to support our work. I met with Senator Bucco, with Senator Steinhardt, with Senator Oroho, and with Assemblywoman Dunn. And I have a meeting set up with Senator Smith on Monday, right?
21st.
The 21st, I'm sorry.
Is that Tuesday?
Tuesday. Okay, let's see what else. We have our RFPs for both the affordable housing RFQ, which the deadline is tomorrow, and for the watershed plans, which was extended to next month. We've gotten one submission in response to the affordable housing RFQ. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Usually people wait till the last day to submit them. If we don't get more than one, I think we have to consider extending that deadline. The RFP for the watershed plans was extended not because of a lack of interest, but because of the complexity of the projects, and because of the nature of the responses we were looking for. We got several requests to extend the time so that the applicants could support their proposals and submit more detailed requests for funding. Last thing on is that we have, since our last meeting, we are now up to full staffing for the first time in a long time. We need to welcome two new members of our staff. Wes Strober, who is sitting in the back. Wes,
stand up so we can see you here.
GIS specialist Wes Strober, and Sarah Friend, our newest member of the science team.
Hello.
And I'm probably omitting some of the work that we did in the last month and a half. It's been extraordinarily busy here. Hopefully it may come to me before the end of the meeting. But if you have any questions on any things.
Do any council members have any questions or comments for the executive director? Council member Sevetich?
Yeah, Ben, thanks for your report. Do I understand you said the science committee visited Sparta Mountain area and they're going to prepare a written report?
They're not going to prepare a report, Member Sevetich. What they're going to do is that we've been requested to comment on future work that's going to be done at Sparta Mountain, and we are going to submit our comments on what we believe should or shouldn't be done going forward into the future.
And when will that happen?
Kelly?
I think it's due the 30th, the last day of this month.
And we'll get that?
Yeah, sure. You will provide them with copies of their comments.
Looking forward. Thank you.
Any other council members have any comments or questions for the executive director? All right. Very Thank you, Ben. Thank you. I just want to say that I know Ben, he mentioned it, but he's been meeting with state senators and assembly people for, you know, the CBT. And if some of you may not know, CBT means corporate business tax. And we sure would like to get a little chunk of that. So he's working on that, and good luck. All right, let's move on to approval of the Highlands Council minutes of January 19, 2023. We need a motion and a second. We'd like to make that motion. Moved by Councilmember Sevetich, seconded by Councilmember Francis. Any discussion? Hearing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James. Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
We move on to the Budget and Finance Committee. I'm going to turn it over to Councilmember Holtaway, who's the chairperson of that committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Budget and Finance Committee is recommending the approval of four grants totaling $152,800. So all grants are reimbursement based, with final budget amounts determined by the approved scope of work. The first is County of Morris requesting a grant of $42,500 to cover the costs associated with the survey work and engineering design of a stormwater treatment project. This project will identify persistent harmful algae bloom at the Shore Hills Beach Club property on Lake Opacon in Roxbury Township. Number two is Morris County is also requesting a grant of $80,300 to conduct a feasibility analysis and to develop designs for an oxygenation system for Lake Opacon in an effort to reduce the occurrence of HAPs. Item number three, Butler Borough was requesting a grant of $15,000 as a first step in the plan conformance process for the borough to conduct a self-assessment. And number four, Union Township is requesting a grant of $15,000 for a planning area petition grant to expand their plan conformance petition.
We need a motion and a second.
I'll move that.
Moved by Councilmember Francis and
second
by Councilmember Holtaway. Before we open it up for discussion from the council, do we have any representatives from the county, Morris County, to discuss their two grant proposals that would like to speak? Okay, and I think this is Joe Barilla, right? Joe,
yes.
Barilla.
Morris County Planning Director.
Yeah, please introduce yourself and.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen of the council. I'm Joe Barilla, Morris County Planning Director. And we'd like to have your consideration in awarding these grants because, number one, they'll be a benefit for the public health of the residents in the region, also promote environmental health, and also economic health for the region. So please consider the grants, and all in all, it'll be a win-win for the communities around the lake. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Anyone else from Morris County? I think that Dr. Fred Lubnow is here. See him out here. And Colleen Lyons, would either one of you like to say anything on this grant proposal?
I can say a few words about the aeration feasibility study. The reason why that came to fruition is, when the HAPs hit in 2019, it was primarily watershed based, which really stimulated the bloom. But what sustained the bloom over the course of the growing season was the internal phosphorus load. So we're looking at a way of addressing that internal phosphorus load. And conventional aeration would not be the best way to address that because it would eliminate the carryover trout habitat. So there is an innovative technique called oxygenation, which would provide the oxygen in the deep waters to keep the phosphorus under control, but yet preserve that trout habitat. So this is a pretty innovative a way of addressing aeration, and it involves some pretty unique ways of sampling. We'd have to work with a subcontractor who does sediment oxygen demand analysis with some specialized equipment. We talked to Morris County. They were very interested in this, so this grant would essentially cover all of the diagnostic and study analysis that would be required to have a design for this type of unique system. And incidentally, this type of system was just installed at Culver Lake. We provide water quality monitoring at Culver Lake, so we'll actually be collecting data this year on how that system is operating at Culver Lake.
Thank you. You mentioned trout productivity, and there's a couple of members here. I know I'm one of them that will vote yes just because of the trout. So. All right, let's move. Colleen, did you want to say anything, or you're good? All right, thank you. Anyone here from Butler or Union Township that would like to address their grant proposal?
I don't think so.
Nope. Okay, seeing none. Any council members have any questions, comments on this resolution? Yes, Council Member Sebetich.
Regarding the lake management planning, are you actually going to be taking data, phosphorus data, during this study?
So for the aeration study, yes. We'll actually be doing, so we're going to do the sediment oxygen demand, but in addition to that, we'll be collecting samples from the sediment interface and doing some phosphorus speciation. So the phosphorus that's loosely bound with the iron, the stuff that's released, as well as the stuff that isn't immediately available for algal assimilation. So yes, we will be doing some detailed phosphorus analyses.
Good, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, any further discussion from the council? Hearing none, please poll.
I'm sorry, I don't think you opened it to the public.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone else from the public like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none? See, I knew it. Seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Ass.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richka.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
We now have the Audit Committee resolution, so I'm going to ask Councilmember Vizioli, who is the chairperson of that committee, to make a little presentation on this. Councilmember Vizioli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Highlands Council Audit and Evaluation Committee met, and we discussed and reviewed the request for proposal as well as the results by Mercadian, and we wanted to move this particular resolution to the full council with our full approval. So with that, that's all the information that we have, and if any of the other subcommittee members have any input to that, please respond.
Thanks, Council Member Vizioli. We need a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll move it.
Moved by Council.
I will make the motion.
Moved by Council Member Vizioli, seconded by Council Member Holtaway. Any discussion? All right. This is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone like to address the council on this resolution only? Seeing none, and thanks to this committee for their work on this. This is a yearly thing that we have to do. So please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yeah.
Councilmember Van Ass.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
For other business, we have consideration of a resolution. This is approval of submission of the 2022 annual report. Any members of the staff want to report on this? Council member, executive director, do you want to say anything? I think you did in your report, so we're all set. All right, we need a motion and a second. Moved by Council Member Van Abs and seconded by Council Member Holtaway. Any discussion? Just want to thank Carol. Good job, as always. And please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passed.
Since Hank is not in the audience, this is the second time I didn't say with public comment. Does anyone want to address the council on the audit report?
Annual.
Annual report. Nope, good. See, if Hank was here, I know he'd get up and say something. So we have old and new business. Any council members have any old or new business for discussion? Seeing none, we move on to the public comments. Just to let everyone know this, of course, you can speak on any matter you'd like, and it's up to 3 minutes. And I think there's someone on the phone that wanted to say something. Did Councilmember James ever come on? Councilmember James, are you there? Okay, all right, let's move on. So anyone from the public would like to come up and address the council at this time? Okay, Julia.
It feels very peculiar coming from this side of the room.
Yes, yeah, right, right.
Julia Summers, Executive Director, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. Abattoirs in the Highlands. I think I live next to the only one, I believe, in Green Village. I once asked the person who runs the abattoir in Green Village why he didn't apply for the one that I heard was going to happen in Hackettstown. And he said, oh, it's so complicated, we'd never finish the permitting. Now, I'm not sure that it was a popular idea in Hackettstown, that's aside, but I just wanted to share that because it is ridiculous how far people have to take their animals to receive, to have them, you know, dealt with. So I just wanted to share that. But there's a very good abattoir in Green Village. We really appreciate the warehouse siting work that you're doing and the fact that you're also tying in impervious cover. It's extremely important. We're also particularly pleased to hear that you're going to move that before you consider any center designations, because I think that that's an important linkage. As often happens with development, the development tries to rush ahead of any changes that might be coming, and you get bad decisions made. So this is an important thing that you're doing. And lastly, I live in Harding Township, and the fact that Harding Township is talking to the Highlands Council about possibly considering conformance is a remarkable thing, and I salute you, particularly Mr. Spinelli. Thank you.
They have $15,000 to support that on the way.
Well, that will make them very happy, too.
Anyone else like to address the council at this time? Seeing none, I just want everyone to look at the clock and know that Chairman Richko now holds the record for running the fastest meeting in the council history, probably about 25 minutes. So I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Move, and we need somebody to second. Second by Councilmember Daugherty. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you all for coming.
We could mess up your record by 9.